in this week's parash, the pasuk says the parash is Vayikra, Adam ki Yaakov mikem korban Hashem and Abehem and Rokom and Atzon takrivas korban chem. Adam ki Yaakov mikem, Rashi says, Adam, when a person brings a korban, he should bring from mikem, from you, and not from Gaza. Not from Gaza. We know that because Baruch Hu is very, very not pleased with Gezem. We see an interesting lashon of the Gemara, Chazal say, Ani Hashem Soine Gezel Ba'oila. The Gemara brings this in Sukkah, when the Gemara has a Shaila. The Gabi Sukkah, when the person steals a Lula, Lula Vagozel. But the Gemara, the puzzle brings Dafka Ba'oila, Soine Gezel Ba'oila. That I hate Gezel Ba'oila. The Gemara applies this concept to other areas of mitzvahs that Hashem hates you to use gezel in the time of mitzvahs. But we see that there's an emphasis on asoini gezel ba'oila by an oila. We have to understand what the gather is. Why is asoini gezel ba'oila?
Oila.
Oila, oila. Korban oila. And the story I would like to suggest now is a little bit too short, but I want to say like this, but that's that. That the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu does not enjoy Gezel was displeased. It's very unpleasant to Hashem Gezel. Maybe the reason there's a concept over here, both sides. The fact that a person goes ahead and takes something from somebody else to use the Avodas Hashem. Meaning to say that he looks aside for the concept of Ben Onan L'Chaveiro and uses that for Ben Onan L'Mokot. And there could be no greater area where this is expressed than in a korban, because the yisod of a korban is Lashon Korei. A korban, the tafkid of a korban is to connect, to get closer to Hashem. The tafkid of a korban is to be very, very, get the connection with Hashem. We know that the mefarshim bring down the sort of a korban chatos is that be'etzem, we know that the reason why we sinned and the reason why we had the difficulty of connecting with Hashem, of doing the rest of Hashem is because of our guf, our physical guf, a guf that's made like animalistic. So our animalistic features is what did this Aveira. And therefore we offered the carbon to Ilu, that animal should be in the place of our animal life, our animalistic life, ways that we did. And everything that we did with our goof, with our physical, should be the scapa with the carbon that we're makiv on the Mizbeah. But to Tachos is carbon, Tachos is the miskariv, to get close to Hashem again, that the real you, the real you, the Ruchnias, the real person that you are, which is your Ruchnias, your Neshama, which has been distanced through this Aveir that you did with your body, should now again, by sacrificing the body, Ki'ilu, get connected to HaKadosh Baruch. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the guy, goes ahead and steals, takes from somebody else, the behemoth, the animal, and he offers it up on the Mizbeach. What's it saying? It's saying that the MS, I feel that justifies the means. The fact that I'm going ahead and taking this animal, but what am I using it for? I'm using it for to be scarf to Hashem, I'm using it to a mitzvah with it. That end justifies the means of how I do it. So what I take from somebody else? And this is why Hashem is showing that he hates it. Not just you can't use it, he hates it. Because the fact is, what are you saying? That the fact is that the person's belongings, that person's feelings, that what's going on, that person has no meaning to me. I can justify it by saying I'm doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this HaKadosh Baruch Hu dislikes. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we have a Torah that's called Ben Olam Lamokoi, we have a Torah which is mitzvahs that are between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the same way Hashem commanded us, for Haftarecha Kamoicha, that we have to have a relationship with our fellow. And no one should be lighter than the next. And we don't override. We don't take the Ben Olam L'Chaveiro and stomp on it for this, for the means and for the end of having a korban for Hashem and doing something for Hashem. And there's a concept that goes on constant in our lives of sometimes running In our minds, we treat Be'al Lamakum in a very high standard. And the Be'al Chaver is also important. But we tend to think that Be'al Lamakum is way more important, and we don't understand the same, because though who commanded us to serve him, he commanded us to be at ease, to be at peace with our fellow man. He commanded us very, very much not to stare a fellow man, and to go ahead to steal from a fellow man, that pains HaKadosh Baruch Hu just as much as if a person did something negative HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, when a person goes ahead and justifies his end by taking somebody else, the concept here of Bosei is saying that you don't really care about the fellow man. And Hashem says that's not true. That's a lie. That's a falsification of my Torah. My Torah has both the Olam Lamakom and Olam Lachver. There's two sides of the Luchos. They're both equal. They're both five commandments on each side, and they're both totally equal. And one has to serve Hashem with and serve man with the same diligence as he serves Hashem. And if he thinks, Chas V'Shalom, that it's lower, he thinks that we can use the Ben Olam Lachver and abuse it for the sake of serving Hashem, he's really wrong. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu dislikes. Hashem wants to treat our fellow men just as much as we treat the mitzvah on the Lamakon. And if you're not, it's something that Hashem is soina. He dislikes, he hates. And therefore, we have to work on this repository, very, very, this concept of sustaining, understanding how much it means, what our fellow man means to us, repository, how much it means to us, how much it means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, treating other people nicely, caring about other people, being involved in their lives, and certainly not hurting anybody, Rabbi Yisrael. Certainly not going to cause pain to anybody. Certainly be careful with a person's feelings, Rabbi Yisrael. How much a person wants to be doing for a person, not to do anything that could cause harm or pain to somebody else, Rabbi Yisrael. We found the great Gedolim, Rabbi Yisrael, how careful they were always, never to cause people harm or pain. Even when it was difficult for them, they didn't want to cause anybody pain. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was once traveling back from Yeshiva, and it was this person that offered it to give a ride, and Moshe was pleasantly agreed. When he got out, when he got into the car, Moshe, by mistake, the guy slammed the door, and it went on Moshe's fingers. And Moshe held his hand in tremendous pain. He quickly got it in. He went with tremendous pain until he got to Yeshiva. As he got to Yeshiva, he ran it. He got out pretty quickly. He said, thank you so much. And he went to the sink. There was blood coming out. Tremendous pain. Someone asked Moshe, what's the pshat? You know, how could the Yeshiva be so quiet? Someone was in the car in the back. And he said, I don't understand. How could I give pain to somebody who offered me the rod? He didn't have any intention. Someone's pain was so important to Moshe, he was able to hold in his pain. We should at least not cause other pain by saying, even if we have the great rotzen, like Rav Sol Slavik used to say, some people, that you know, they're going to daven shachar, but they run over, they trample, they knock over a guy, push a guy out of the way, so they can make shachar on time. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with that? It's this concept, Rav Sol Slavik said, of stealing from the crowd in order to benefit the Baruch Shalom. Baruch Shalom's not happy. Once there was a person walking around with a very serious face. And he was very serious the whole time because he was working on his avodas El has to be very serious. So Salanta went over to him. He says, no one has to suffer from your El. The whole world doesn't have to suffer from your El. Your face is Rosh Hashanah. Your face is a public property. And when you walk around with seriousness, a very stern look, even though you're working on your Avodas Elul and trying to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're making people feel very uncomfortable. You walk around with a pleasant face, your face with Sharabin. You have no right to work on your Avodas Elul, to work on your connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're staring the tzibur, when you're causing people pain, when you're causing people not to feel good, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the Yisrael that we're talking about. In Olam Lachaveiroi, in Olam Lachamachom, they go hand in hand. We have to do all the mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael, and not realize that anything is less than anything. Forget the Rosh says, Ben Olam Lamakom, and Chaver might be even more important, because every Ben Olam Chaver has in it helping your friend also doing Rosh and Hashem. Let's be careful to always realize that when we want to serve Hashem, let not be at the expense of somebody else's feelings. Let's try to keep all the Torah to the best ability, Ben Olam Lamakom, Ben Olam Chaver, and that will be Shlemus, and that will be able to miscarry the Ben Olam Chaver.